We were speaking about being motzi somebody else through your brachas, birkas hananin. So reminded the story of Shechter relates when Ben Gurion was in power in Eretz Yisrael, so he was very afraid there was going to be a civil war, the religious, the not yet religious. So he wanted to meet, he said, who's the top rabbi? They went to Brisker Rav. But the Brisker Rav was not interested in meeting with him, so he said, who's the next rabbi? They said the Chazon Ish. So the Chazon Ish met with Ben Gurion. Apparently, the way Rav Shechter related, it was like a 20-minute meeting. And at the meeting, they served him a drink. So they asked the Chazon Ish afterwards, how could you do that? Lifnei Iver, because he wasn't going to make a bracha. So the Chazon Ish says, no, I made a bracha. I said a shahakol. And he had a brayer. He could have been yotzi with my bracha if he would have wanted to. So therefore, there was no problem. Just connects to the what we've been learning about. Okay. Continuing now with Simon, raised your dog. Says the Mechaber Bechol, Kol bracha she'ein bo hazkaras shem umalchus ein a bracha. So any bracha that does not mention, we'll call shame, the name of Hashem, the fact that he's the Melech, is not halakhically considered to be a bracha. Ve'im dileg shem umalchus, if you skipped that part of the bracha, yachzor v'yavarech, you have to go back and make the bracha again. Va'afidu lo dileg ela tevas ha'olam levad. Even if the only word that you left out of the bracha was the word ha'olam, the world, levad, that's all. Tzarech lachzor levarich de melech levad eino malchus. So you say melech, that's not it. I say melech ha'olam. Rebbe Tzvi Meir has a beautiful vort as to why you have to have shem malchus in it. That he says you go to a hotel and you want to buy a soda. So regular soda costs a dollar. You go to a hotel, it costs $4 or $5. So regular, same glass of soda. Why? Because you're in the environment of a hotel. There's fancy furniture, and there's a chandelier, and there's plush sofas, and you're in a hotel lobby, so you pay much more because the ambiance that's surrounding it. So a bracha, you have to talk about the whole world, everything that goes into the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his malchus, everything goes into it, and that's why you have to have that, or else it's not the bracha. Okay, that's all Pidrush. Now we start with the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkat and Aleph. Kol bracha hainu bein birkas nehenin ubein birkas mitzvos. Whether you're making a bracha on getting any pleasure, deriving enjoyment, or whether you're making a bracha on a mitzvah, bein bracha arucha sheyesh bo psicha v'chasima, whether it both begins and ends with baruch ata Hashem, bein she'ein bo ela psicha bilvad, whether it only has the opening baruch ata Hashem, chutz mi bracha hasmucha lechaverta, with the exception of a bracha that's connected to one following it, like by Shmona Esrei, etc., to nimsheches bracha hakodemes lo sheyesh b'techilo shem umalchus, that is considered to be a continuation of the previous bracha as well, that has the shem umalchus. In Sivkat and Beis, Shem Malchus, Veha, Betfilas Yod Ches, Shmona Esrei, Lo Tignu Malchus, why not Satirat Beis Yosef, B'Shem Harosh, he brings the Bracha Rishona Cave in the East, Bo Hakel Hagodol, it has that in the first Bracha, Choshev Kmo Malchus, that's like mentioning the Malchus of Hashem. Vekulahu Basra de Rishona Griri, and they're all dragged after that first Bracha. Ayin Sham Od Tirutim, there's other reasons as well. Sifkat and Gimel, the Im Dileg, if a person would skip the shame or the malchus, aval in dileg teva ato. If you skip the word ato, you Hashem ain ma'akibidiyaz. So it's not the best thing to do, but it would not cause you to go back and have to repeat the bracha. Sifkat and dalit. If you skip the shame, hainis shelo omer klal askar. You didn't mention Hashem's name at all. Aval im omer askar achas. If you mentioned one out of them, kigon ado noi o elokeinu yotzer, that would work. One of those would be fine. Sifkat and hay, you had to go back and repeat it if you didn't say Shema Malchus. Mechaber Mayri Le'inyan Psichas HaBracha, talking about the opening part of the bracha, the East Bay Shema Malchus, that has the Shema Malchus. V'hu Hadin, so too, Le'inyan Bracha Sheyesh Bo Chasim, with the bracha that would conclude with the Shema Malchus as well. Indeed, Hashem Bechasim Havi Kilochosim Klal, it's required to be there. You didn't do it, so you'd have to go back and repeat. The last thing he says in this very short simon is the Melech Levad, just having that by itself is not considered to be mentioning sufficiently Hashem's kingship, his Malchus. But say for Evan Oizer, Cholik Alzeh, he argues, I'm Bir Halacha, Mash Kesav Nubazeh. Okay. Simon Reish Tesvav, answering Amen Tiyom Brachas. The Gemara has in Maseches Brachas about whether it's considered to be a Dova Maguna or not to answer Amen to your own Bracha. It might be a difference whether it's your own bracha or whether it is a bracha that's the end of a series. Okay, as we'll develop now. Says the Mechaber, Ein onen amen achar birchosov. You don't say amen to your own bracha, el achar Shtei brachos al yoiser shehim sof brachos. Unless you have the end of a series of brachos, then you would answer amen when you've concluded that, like in benching, shmon esrei, kriyashma. V'nohogu la'anos amen acher yehaluko v'acher yishtabach. We say amen at these points. Comes along the Ramon says, Yeshoimrim she'enon amen rak acher birkas boine Yerushalayim bebirkas amazon. No, the Ashkenazic practice, the meaning is the only say, minhag halacha, is the only say amen after boine Yerushalayim. V'chein ha'minhag pasha b'medinas elo, that's the minhag throughout the Ashkenazi communities, v'ein l'shanos, and we should not change this. U'v'makomot sh'nagul, anos amen achar ha'luka v'yishtabach, in the place where that is the minhag, like the Sfaradim, to say amen, ya'ne gam kein achar birchas shoymer amo Yisrael la'ad. You would say amen at that point as well. Okay, to unpack this a little bit in the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Aleph, achar birchosav, Reutzalom means like this, Acher kol bracha miyuchedes shehu mevorich, every bracha that you make, or afilu acher shtei brachos, even two, kol she'enam siyam brachos, ein onim ba'atzma acherehim amen. If it's not the conclusion, you shouldn't say an amen afin. The isim gemara, because the gemara says, we quoted, kol ha'one amen acher brachos of harezim aguna. It's disgusting, it's repulsive to answer amen to your own bracha. Vehine miloshin ha'gemara mashma delo also baza iser. It's not prohibited. Rak to humaguna, but just not the proper way of acting. V'hani mi li delo also b'zehefsek. Perhaps there's no interruption. Val im berach al ezid dover mitzvah shiroitz lasois o birchas anehen. If you made a bracha on a mitzvah or on getting benefit, the hifsek b'zeh bein a bracha lois a dover, and then you had a interruption, also isu b'zeh v'choiz mevorich. Then you'd have to go back and make another bracha. Sifkat in Beis, which is talking about it's the end of a section, Shem Sof Brachos, Hainu Acher Birkas Shoymir Amal Yisrael Ad, Ola Acher Hapore Sukas Shomrim B'Shabbos, Shehu Gemar Birkos Kriya Shema. It's the end of a unit. You've just finished off the Brachos of the Shema. O Acher Birkas Boinei B'Yushalayim, Shehu Gemar Gimel Brachos Rishona Shehem in the Torah. You've just finished the De'oraisa Brachos. Quite often, the fourth Bracha in benching we discussed many times is Derabbanan. Vilo acher birchos rishona de arvis v'shachris to afshehim shtei brachos. Even though they are two brachos, halo einam besof inyan. It's not the end. Amen. Lo shayech ela begemar v'silaka inyan. When you've completed and are concluding a topic, that's when, according to this opinion, you would go ahead and say amen to that bracha. Okay. Gimel is after the halukos. V'af. Al gav, even though de ain onen amen acher atzmo, you don't say amen of your own, el davka acher shtei brachos smuchos. When you have two brachos connected, mikomakom hani mikre smuchos. This is called connected in this context. The aluka smucha lebracha lifnei halel, that's the bracha before the halel, v'yishtabach smucha lebrach sha'amar. Yishtabach, like the ending. Segment at the end, the closure, we'll call it, of the Pesukei Dezimra. To ho'os lahafsik lahasiach bein baruch sh'omer v'yishtabach. You're not allowed to talk at that point. You could answer amen to someone else's bracha, but you can't have a conversation at that point. Uvein bracha shlifnei ha'halel yahaluka. You can't speak during the halel as well. Pesukei Dezimra sh'omerim bein ehem lo mikrei hafsik. That's not considered to be a interruption. Masha'en king bibracha achrona sha'acher birchas nehenin. But the bracha you make afterwards when you get the hanof from something, I forgot the ikagam kein shtei brachos. Yes, technically there are two brachos. Achas lefaneha v'achas lacharehah. Right? The bracha you made before your cup of coffee, the bracha you made after your cup of coffee. Kim she'en la achiza im bracha rishoyna. It's not really connected to it so much. Shahari rishoy lahafsi ledabe ben te'ima sha'acher bracha rishona. Right? And I was like, I had my cup of coffee and I could talk to somebody while enjoying my cup of coffee. That's not a hefsig. Now I make the bracha achrona. So you see that it's not really considered a hefsig, which really means it's not really connected inherently. Yes, they both have to function on the cup of coffee or whatever you're enjoying. But their talking is allowed. Masha'en came by the halel. Masha'en came by Pesukei Dezimra. So have your bracha achrona, ki bracha miyuchedes. Next one, Sifkat and Dalid. Bonei Yerushalayim. This is the concluding of the three Torah brachos, de birkas atoiva meitiv, havi midurabonin. The fourth bracha was instituted later on, after the Harugi Beitar. In order to show there is a distinction, we've just completed the derises, now we're going to make a bracha derabonin, lekach on achareha omen. That you answer amen, even to your own. Okay, sifkat and hey. Shoimer amo aval ein onan acher yiru einenu shemivarech baatzmo. You would not say at this point he einis shayeches the birchas kriya shema v'havi kibrachim yuchedes. That already is a separate part. Some like the Groh and others do not even recite the bracha Baruch Hashem la'olam, but we would not respond amen after that point. Okay, we'll continue mitzvah tomorrow.